Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Majerus Family Foundation Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Boys of fall.
Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and head coach at Milwaukee Vincent, Tom Swiddle, and the fans' high school insider, big time Mike McGiver.
We're the boys of fall.
Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan. You know, Tom, before we get to our next guest, we talked a lot off the air about Brian Lierre and what a good dude he is. You could hear it in his voice,
yeah,
how much this means to him. And look, you could hear it in John Hoke's voice that he gets a chance to make those calls and how important it was and it is to him. But to coach Brian Lierre, he said, you start coaching, you never think about this.
Right.
You don't think about that day. And all of a sudden, boom, you get that call. And I love that he said, look, we can't leave until I thank my family. Because as you know, and as Coach Kelly knows, and as I know, there's no chance we could do the stuff we do in coaching if we didn't have a supportive family.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Coach Lierre did that. And, you know, sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes I take for granted,
yes,
right? I mean,
yep,
it's like, okay, Ingrid, I'm not going to be there, you know, because I've got a coach or whatever, you know, and it's kind of a joke in my family is, yeah, don't worry about Dad. He's doing his thing and we understand, you know,
yeah,
but boy, well-deserved to thank his family,
yeah,
for all their support.
And you and I both know we all kicked their coverage, but nobody out kicked it more than Terry Kelly. That's all I got to say. I might as well take the first shot here because I know it might be a couple of my coming my way. Coach Terry Kelly, how you been, pal?
Doing well, Mike.
Am I right on that?
Oh, God, yes. My coverage, but I'm already planning how to get even with you during the season. We're working on it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I look forward to – look, when we get to August 19th and our week one matchup is as good as it gets, and I'm really looking forward to getting on the sideline with you guys. If it stays this hot – and it's air-conditioned over at Franklin for that first one, we might have to switch places.
Well, that'd be all right. We know we want to keep you out of the sun. We don't want any kind of a smoke action.
Hey, man, don't worry about that. You know, I'm Irish, so I'm not going to burn or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I think that this year's lineup, and look, I think we've had some really good ones. I really do. But, man, when you look up and down – Our lineup for Friday Night Rivals on My24, and it starts on August 19th. I think that we put together a really good lineup this year.
The 13th year of the broadcast, and this is incredible. 16 of the 18 teams we've got this fall made the playoffs. Three were state champions. We had one runner-up and two semifinalists out of that group we've got playing this fall.
Man, you've done a lot of homework already.
Well, I've got to cover up those spots when we flash to you on the field.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I think we should be ripping on Weiser, but you can rip on me if you want.
John's a great play-by-play guy. He just does it so well, and we've been trying to get in touch with him. We don't know if he's out of the country or what's happening.
No, yeah. He called me. He just doesn't like you guys.
Oh, is that
so,
it?
Yeah, that's okay. That's what it is. Hey, before we get into this lineup, Terry, I think it's important that we thank My24 and Pete Monfrey and, man, Paul Rudolph. Is there anybody better than him to be the point person and the guy kind of overseeing this? He produces these shows, and there are times that, man, I don't know about you, but I'd be like in the fetal position in the corner because things aren't working and we're 4 minutes from going live. And he's like, no, no worries. What we'll do is go to plan B. Here's what plan B is. Here's your script and go. And I'm like, man, he just is masterful when it comes to that.
Oh, he keeps the calm. The couple times we've lost power and they've somehow found ways to rewire stuff and just keep the game going.
Well, and I love, like, he'll come up to me, you know, 10 minutes before the broadcast and says, hey, listen, sorry about this, but and you're going to be fine. And when he says that, I know I'm in trouble, but you know, this client can't get here, so you're going to have to do this read and do it this way and make sure you say this, and okay, see you later, Mike, have a good one. And I'm like, hey man, hold on a second. Now, what am I doing? He goes, no, you'll be fine. I'll be in your ear. You'll be okay. And look, this isn't, they only hire me because they can't afford a good-looking girl to be on the sidelines. That's what I tell people. And Paul makes things so easy, and I thank Paul and Pete Monfrey at My24 and the sales staff over there have done a great job of getting great sponsors that really believe the community side and the grassroots part of high school football. And I can't thank them enough for allowing me to continue to be involved. And I know you feel the same way, Terry.
Well, that whole production staff, the cameramen, the producers in the truck assisting Mr. Rudolph, I mean, it's a fantastic group.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let's just talk if we can. We'll get let's talk about week one, and then we'll get the rest of the schedule when we carry you over to the next segment. But boy, week one, when we looked at all the games, that one jumped off the page, right?
Yeah, well, there's no question what we would like to have had is our first game, and it's fantastic at the Catholic Memorial in Franklin, two defending state champions, fantastic coaches. You just heard Lewis Brown get into the Hall of Fame.
And Bill, Mike Beck.
And Bill, Mike Beck, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Beck. Bill Young is, you know, Hall of Fame personified. Yeah, two fantastic teams with unbelievably high-quality players, and Franklin lost a lot, but they always reload. You know their offensive and defensive lines are going to be unbelievable. Catholic Memorial is just loaded. I think they've got four guys back on defense that are first-team all-conference, plus two or three other guys that could have been if they hadn't been, you know, so not dominant in their conference. I think they would have had six or seven.
Well, you know, I just spent a week with Drew Ambrose and Mike Beck at the All-Star game, Terry, and I asked them about that week one matchup, and Franklin's really looking forward to it. They made it clear, hey, we're not going to be the same team that we were last year, but we think we're going to be pretty good. They've got some good young players, but I know that Bill Young has said that this could be the best team that he's ever had.
Right. You know how Bill is.
Yeah, for him to say that, right?
Always a cloud over the head. Well, you know, we lost to some players. Yes, you lost them. But look at what you've got back. Four of your five starting offensive linemen, tremendous running backs. So, yeah, it should be a classic battle.
I'm telling you, I'm glad that we play Thursday night that week. We open on the 18th, all right? Guess what I'm doing Friday night? Guess what I'm watching?
Yeah. Hey, I can tell you right now, Bill Young is probably in the basement at Catholic Memorial, basement of his house, breaking down film on Franklin from 7 years ago, trying to see if he can figure out something that he can use. He is as good as they get. And that Catholic Memorial at Franklin game, it's part of the Friday night rival schedule on My24. Kickoff is about 7 o'clock. I know we start with Terry and We certainly will try to entertain you for the first 10 minutes and then get to kickoff. And I know John and Terry do a great job, and I'll get a chance to interview. Me interviewing Lewis Brown and Bill Young doesn't seem right, but I'll do my best with that. Terry, we're going to hold you over for another segment, and we'll go through week 2 to week 9 with Terry Kelly. He is the color analyst on the Friday Night Rivals game, 7 o'clock, starting August 19th on My24. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern alongside the head football coach at Milwaukee Vincent. He's Tom Swiddle. Our special guest, we've held him over for another segment, is Terry Kelly, WFCA Hall of Fame member. Terry, before we get to the schedule, the rest of the schedule, do you remember getting that phone call saying, or that email saying you're going into the Hall of Fame?
Actually, it wasn't a phone call. I was actually on Tom Swiddle's staff for the All-Star game, and I believe it was Dan Brunner came up while we were practicing and informed me that I was going to be going in.
Man, what I mean, the feeling had to be, and again, just incredible. And when you listen to Brian Lierre from Cedarburg, just the feelings that you get, and then when you get a chance to let the dust settle, and now you're hanging out by yourself and just kind of thinking about what just happened, man, just a great honor to be in that Hall of Fame.
Well, you're taken aback, and obviously, you know, the same thoughts that Coach Lierre mentioned. You know, I think back to my wife Peg and how supportive she's been, and the fact that I worked with two Hall of Fame coaches, Dick Basham and Bob Petruska. And so I had two guys that, you know, gave me some opportunities and were mentors in every sense of the word.
Boy, that's awesome. Hey, let's get back. August 19th, first Friday night rivals on My24, Catholic Memorial at Franklin. Can you start to give us the rest of the lineup for Friday night rivals?
Well, that next week we go with Arrowhead Homestead. They clashed last year with Homestead eking out a victory. Matt Harris has got a fine team coming back at Arrowhead. And Drake Zortman and his defensive coordinator, Matt Wolf, at Homestead have some extremely talented players. They've got their quarterback back, Sal Ballastrieri. And I know Arrowhead's got a couple of outstanding receivers. We follow that up the third week of the season, Germantown Marquette. I think Germantown with Jake Davis' crew has got more all-conference players coming back from the greater metro than almost anybody else. Their quarterback, you know, came in last year when one of their guys got hurt. Henry Kelly had a tremendous year in terms of statistics, and they're a well-balanced team. Marquette, you know, is always going to play solid football. Keith Listinski's got a very fine quarterback, and Luke Novotny, a family that's gone through Marquette over the years. Andrew Gengler has done a nice job at running back. And then we go into the Classic Eight. We've got Kettle Moraine against Maguanago. Kettle Moraine,
no.
Nine positions that got all-conference honors last year. So they're looking to be a really tough team. They lost to Homestead in Level 4, 29-10. And Oconomowoc, once again, Sal Logie has done an excellent job there. They've got also some very talented people. Connor Doyle is a receiver and doing well. And then that fifth week, two teams you may have heard of, Muskego and Maguanago. Ken Krause, Hall of Fame coach, a Hall of Fame staff. Ryan Lucchese is always one of the top assistants in the state on defense. And you know that Muskego is going to come out. They're going to run the ball. And Maguanago, Mike Anivak, has really done unbelievable work at Maguanago, has put together a fine team. He's got a young man at quarterback, Evan Herbick. Once again, they lost their quarterback before the start of the season, Graydon Gannon, and Herbick steps in and just was unbelievable. Threw for 110 completions out of 150 free attempts. Then we go.
Wait, hey Terry, hold on. I want to let people know we're talking to Terry Kelly, he's a color analyst for My24, the Friday night rivals game, and just so people know, that athletic director of Muskego is really overrated. Just so you know, he's my co-host when it comes to high school football when it kicks off, and I am being so sarcastic. When you talk about Ryan McMillan, he does a really nice job over at Muskego as the athletic director. But that game on week 5 at Maguanago, you know, people are going to be lining up a few hours before that. They even open the gates to get a seat at that one.
No, and last year Maguanago beat Muskego in the playoffs 35-14. So I'm pretty sure Ken Krause and his staff, they also have been in their basement bunker watching film, getting ready.
There's no
doubt. The over and under on passes in that game, by the way, is 11.5.
Yeah, I take the under at this point. That's week 5, which is September 16th. And then, Terry, if we can get the last 4 weeks, week 6 on the 23rd of September.
Yeah, West Bend West at Nicolet. Nicolet under Al Marauder has had a resurgence in the North Shore. They did an unbelievable job. They've got a young man back, Ben Ott, who was quarterback last year, did a job. And West Bend West is, you know, they're trying to get the program going. They're, you know, they don't have quite the numbers some of the other schools do, but I'm sure Nicolet is looking to continue. Following week, we've got, Milwaukee King and Riverside, always two of the better teams out of the city. Tom Wozniak has just had an unbelievable run while at King. They've got a young man, highly regarded as a running back, Nate White. A lot of people looking at him. And Riverside, over the years, Pat Wagner's teams have produced fantastic players. We've seen those guys in the All-Star game. Wags just really goes out of his way to try to push those kids and get them to have some success. In the second to last game, we've got Hamilton Sussex, won the conference last year. Justin Gum had an undefeated 7-0 season. They've got a quarterback, highly regarded, Nate Kolath, threw for almost 2,400 yards. They've got a couple of really fine receivers coming back. And we know Menominee Falls, Dan Lutz, his group, struggled a little last year. They had an unbelievable athlete, Evan Redding. He missed some games with injuries. But they also found themselves having a quarterback sophomore step in, Wilson Kirshner, and he wound up throwing for over 1,300 yards. And then last game of the season should be very interesting, Pewaukee. You know, Justin Frisky got that state title last year. They beat Rice Lake in the finals. You know, during the season they lost to obviously an unbelievably good Catholic Memorial team, but then they went through Grafton, Plymouth, Whitefish Bay, and Monroe on their way to the state championship game. And he's got some kids coming back. Dustin Farrow, Nick Borkman, a couple of junior receivers, a couple of running backs that they've ran for, you know, just almost 3,000 yards last year with a stable of running backs. They just came at you in waves. And New Berlin Eisenhower has been a fine program in that Parkland Conference. So they're, you know, always with Matt Kern, his kids, and his staff, produce guys that really play hard-nosed football.
Well, I'll tell you what a great schedule. Again, it starts on week one, which is August 19th. Catholic Memorial at Franklin, Arrowhead at Homestead, Germantown at Marquette, Kettle Moraine at Oconomowoc, Muskego at Maguanago, West Bend West at Nicolet, Milwaukee King at Riverside, Sussex Hamilton at Menominee Falls, Pewaukee at New Berlin Eisenhower. Terry, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the sidelines on the 19th. I'm sure we'll probably get together before that, but really happy to be, you know, back. And excuse me, I know that you are as well, and excited to get that My 24 shirt on and get over to Franklin and let's get this thing going. Terry, thanks for your time, brother. I really appreciate it.
Looking forward to this season, and be fun working with you and John Weiser once again.
Yeah, and that stat guy, that Andy guy, I guess he got voted in. I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, that's because he was willing to pick on you. I thought that was well worth the effort.
Yeah, well, you weren't supposed to get two votes on that, Kelly. Only one, but you know, you Marquette High boys. I always think you should get two votes on stuff. Terry, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Okay, same to you, Mike.
Thank you very much. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, Calvin Sherratt is going to join us. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about their he works with Milwaukee youth football players, and they're hosted a free clinic, I think. Where is it at?
It's
today?
A combine at McGovern Park.
Excellent. Well, we'll try to reach Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin Sherratt will be our special guest. On the other side of the break, this is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Sometimes in the world of football, you call it an audible, right,
Coach? Right.
We are now joined by Cedric Nettle. Cedric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks a lot for doing this. I know that Calvin is busy hosting that youth football combine. Hey, give us your background, Cedric. You a football guy from the city?
Absolutely. Played in the city ball. Also played a collegiate on a collegiate level. Now I'm just trying to give back to the youth.
Man, good for you, Cedric. Let's talk about how this is going over at McGovern Park today. Is there many kids? You got a lot of kids being involved in this?
Absolutely. We had about 56 sign up. We have about 42 out here right now. Some kids might have had practice today, so they're running a little late, but everything seems to be going pretty good.
Hey, Tom, you got to love the fact that you know, your first-year head coach at Milwaukee, Vincent, this kind of stuff going on in the city is only going to help, I think, with programs like yours.
Well, I agree. And, in fact, it's amazing. You know, when I was at Tech, that was 2018, I could probably name four or five youth football leagues that were in the city of Milwaukee at that time. And whenever I didn't go up to Michigan Tech to see my son play, I would go to all the games, you know, so I was all over the city watching youth games. And now the only league that I'm aware of, and we had them on a few weeks ago, the NCSL, you know, they're the only youth league left. So there needs to be the things, you know, for youth football in the city, the NCSL and D1, what Cedric is involved in today, can only help give our players, youth players in the city, an opportunity to showcase themselves and to also learn football. So can you talk a little bit, Cedric, about D1 and all the different things that you guys do?
Well, D1 is a national program that's trying to get youth involved, and that's all around the nation. We just try to give an outlet for youth to showcase their talent, not just in the city, but we want them to be nationally known. So we try to, you know, try to give the kids the exposure that they deserve. You know, I think also that pushes and that also helps kids come out. You know, kids like to be seen, they like to be heard. So, like I said, we just try to give them an outlet to show their talent, not just locally, but nationally.
Hey, Cedric, who was doing that for you when you were playing here younger and playing in the city? Was that coaches? Was it family? Was it you by yourself saying, look, I want to get better, I want to play at the next level? Who in your life got you to that point?
I would have to give the credit to some of my coaches. They pushed me. They seen that I had some talent, and they pushed me to be even better, or to, you know, just to get to that level that they know that I had the potential in getting. So definitely my coaches. I definitely give credit to the coaches, and not only that, I got to give credit to my family because they also pushed me too. They never let me just sit back and not give my 100% or give my all. So I definitely would give the credit to the coaches and also my parents.
Hey, Cedric, the fact that you're willing to, it's 90 degrees out, you're out at McGovern Park, you're part of this program, and when we, the first thing you said is, look, it's important for me to give back to this community and give back. I would assume your thought is, I want these kids to fall in love with football the way that I did and look at it as a way to use football to get to where you want to go in life. I think it's really admirable that you're doing this. I think that there are some things that need to happen in the city of Milwaukee, and I've lived in the city my whole life, to get as many kids involved in high school athletics as we can. And I think it's really important that guys like you stand up and say, guys, this is what it's done for my life, and mentor these kids into getting to be the best athletes and best student athletes that they can.
Absolutely. I definitely totally agree with you. It's all about giving back to the kids, not only just giving back to the kids and just trying to be give them a platform not only that, it also keeps them, keeps their mind straight, keeps them out of trouble, so they can't wonder. So I think that's a real big, that's a real big plus as far as what we're trying to do, far as the city and everywhere else.
Man, Cedric, I can't thank you enough, because you know what? Like I said, I've lived in the city my whole life, and if you can change a couple of kids at a time, it's going to make a huge difference.
Hello, Cedric?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's going to change. If you can change a couple of kids at a time, it will make a huge difference in their lives in our community.
Oh, absolutely. That's the goal. Start one, two, and hopefully all the rest of the kids will follow. It's a lot of friends that watch Friends, so that's definitely the road that we're definitely trying to head down.
We're talking to Cedric Nettles. What position did you play, by the way?
I played running back.
And so, well, you had good feet, or did you plow over guys like me, or did you go around me?
I would like to say I kind of had it. I was had an overall game.
He would have run you over, Mike, and run around you.
Trust me.
That's what he's saying. He's trying to be nice, man. But I'm translating for him.
Hey, did you happen to see the video of AJ Dillon and the mascot? Did you see that, Cedric?
Oh, I definitely did see that.
Yeah, I'm AJ Dillon. You're the mascot. No, I'm only kidding. I'm an old grandfather of five talking some smack here, Cedric. What high school did you play at, by the way?
I went to Milwaukee Custard.
Man,
what year did you play?
1999.
Yeah. Okay, because we played, when I was at Wauwatosa East, we played Custer in the playoffs one year. You guys had an outstanding team, but it was after 99.
Okay.
Hey, that stadium at Custer's nothing now like it was when you played.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I went to Mesper. That's where we played our home games, and it's a whole different animal now.
It definitely is. They didn't add it to the artificial turf. And
Custer's beautiful.
It's definitely beautiful.
Hey, I got to ask you, Cedric, and we only have about a minute left. Do you get the feel that most of the participants today in your combine, are they actually on teams? Are most of these kids affiliated with a team in the city?
Well, so far what I come to find out, we have most of the kids here are on teams. We have a couple kids – others that's looking for teams. So we have a couple coaches here that's actually here with some of their kids, and we want to make sure that those kids that want to play that's here, they have the opportunity to talk to a coach with the coach and them and their parents, and try to figure it out. We just want to bring whoever we can in to play football, new football, just to make it better, just for the city.
Well, I thank you so much for doing that, and I speak on the behalf of all Milwaukee City Conference coaches. We really appreciate all the hard work that you and others are putting into youth football in the city of Milwaukee.
We do appreciate it.
Hey Cedric, look around, see if there's any kids that look really good in gold and maroon. And if they can say V-House, you want to make sure that Coach Swiddle knows all about those guys. And if you could find a kid that can kick, maybe that can throw the ball, maybe it can be quarterback. I'm telling you, Coach Swiddle will come over to McGovern Park at about 12:15 and say hello to you.
Okay, I got you, Coach.
Hey, Cedric Nettles, thank you so much. We appreciate you. That's a good running back, man. Plan B is, we're going to throw the ball. Let's give it to Cedric and let him run it. Hand him the phone. And, man, it sounds like you've been doing this kind of stuff your whole life. You did great, Cedric. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Man, McGovern Park, they've got it's a youth football combine going on. You like how I'm recruiting for you now?
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, it's against age. I think it's illegal, but not for me anymore. I'm just a retired radio guy.
And talking about youth football, I just got something from my friends with the Milwaukee Dolphins, which is one of the youth football clubs in the NCSL. They're having a car wash today at 124th and Capitol at the Burger King there. They're having a car wash. They're raising money. $10 a car. If you're driving by there, please stop by.
It's Milwaukee Dolphins?
The Milwaukee Dolphins, yes.
That's awesome. Burger King, I know exactly where it is, right across.
Well, I've got my Whoppers there.
Yeah, it's right in the parking lot with Target and stuff like that. Man, that's awesome. Head over there, and if you don't need your car washed, donate $10.
Yeah.
You know what? It goes to a great cause. Man, thanks for bringing that up. Cedric Nettles did a nice job.
He sure did.
He did. He did. Somebody just handed him the phone at McGovern Park, and he did great. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to wrap this thing up. This is our last show together. Year 9 is coming to an end, and every year it seems like it goes quicker and quicker. We'll recap a little of the year. We'll talk to Coach Swiddle about Milwaukee Vincent, some of the things going on, and a little bit more about the All-Star Game and the great job that a lot of people did. Man, there's so many people behind the scenes working hard to make sure that All-Star Game does well, and we want to thank them. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. This is our last show of the year, and I want to thank Tom Swiddle. I'll tell you, Tom, you do a great job of booking this show.
Thank you.
And making sure I have all the information that I need. And I just think we've gotten better and better. It's so good to have you in studio because it's so helpful to be able to talk during the breaks, to be able to see each other, and
More COVID.
No more COVID.
No, please.
Let's
Mitch.
You,
no
Tom.
More COVID.
None of that. Don't be doing any of that nonsense. And it just did a great job. And I love the direction of the show. I think we do a lot of highlighting, like you just did for the Milwaukee Dolphins, right? Car wash coming up right now. Burger King, 124th and Capitol. Go get your car washed. Donate $10. And then talk to a guy like we just did and didn't know him, Cedric Nettles. Nice job of that. And then the first half of the show to be able to talk about guys going in the Hall of Fame. I just really enjoy this show and the direction it has taken. It started with we're going to talk about how safe kids are playing football. And now we're able to do that plus highlight everything the WFCA does, which is really incredible.
Well, and you do it on all your shows, Mike, and we're just trying to do the same thing with the WFCA show. You know, we're trying to highlight football at all levels. It's not just about high school football or just about the WFCA. We're trying to highlight all the many things going on around the state that supports football.
Well, I thank you so much, and thank the WFCA for me. You know, anytime we need Dan Brunner, boom,
yeah,
he's right here. Doug Sarru, whenever we need
John Holcomb.
Holcomb, did you hear what he said? Hey, I just got done cutting down this tree, and my son and I did this, and then I'll talk to you guys, and then I got to go back and do it. I love the fact that these guys, the guys that are part of the WFCA and really entrenched in it and understand the mission of it, will give their time to the show whenever we need them.
It is the reason why I am involved in the WFCA. I mean, it's the people. It's, you know, you're not going to meet finer people than Dan or Doug or John or Tony or, you know, Tom Shafransky with the WIA,
yeah,
who we've had on a couple of times. I mean, these are just good people who are doing things, not what's necessarily best for them, but what's best for the state of Wisconsin in football.
Well, you know, the definition of a team is two or more horses pulling in a similar direction for a common goal. The common goal part is you can take that umbrella and put it over the WFCA, and the common goal is to get kids a chance to fall in love with football, enjoy playing football, compete, and just be better people. And
yeah,
I think that's so key. And to become a good, strong student athlete, it's impossible to be undisciplined in the classroom 6 hours every day and then be a disciplined football player. I don't think you can do it.
I agree with you 100%. You know, it's about what do you do when nobody's watching, right? What kind of person are you? And you've used that metaphor many different times in many different ways through the 9 years that we've done this show. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, it's one of the reasons I'm at Vincent. It's time for me to – football has been so good to me. It's time for me to give back. It's time for me to work with kids and give them the opportunity that the players I had – out in the suburbs have. I want to give them the exact same experience. And I'm committed to that. My coaches are committed to that. And we're going to do everything we can to let those guys at Vincent know you are part of a top-notch football program.
Tom, this whole 9 weeks, nine shows we've done, year nine that we've done, however many shows it is, not once have you said, we got a chance to get some wins. You've said, look, I've got to get more kids involved. I'll pick the kids up. We got to get them, make sure that they're ready to go week one. Let's get these kids a chance to play. Not one time have you said, hey, man, I get to add to my win total a little bit. You never said any of that. You've said, let's see if we can compete. Let's see if we can build this program up to be in a Riverside, to be in a King. And I'm hoping we can do that. And I love that part of it, Tom, that it has nothing to do with you. Just you giving back to these kids from the city so that they can have the same experience as the kids from Owatosa, the kids from Whitefish Bay, and the kids from Brookfield. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And it's not about me at all. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for them, and I'm doing it because I think I can make a difference. I know I can make a difference because I've made a difference every place I've been.
You have.
I will make a difference at Vincent.
Yeah, it's not like you're doing this to get a few more wins to get into the Hall of Fame. You're already there. You're not doing this to be the past president. You're already there.
Yeah.
So, man, I appreciate it because I know more than most how hard it is. It's hard physically, emotionally, sometimes financially. It's hard because you want these kids to really love this, and there's a lot of things going on in the city that distract from that mission.
Yeah, and I see that as I drive around the city and I pick my kids up for 7-on-7s and things, and you know, just the, you know, what they go through in their lives is very different than what other people go through in their lives, and for them to, you know, to get to a 7-on-7 down at Shorewood High School is a very different experience than one of my players at Brookfield East going out to Kettle Moraine or something and going there for a 7-on-7.
Yeah, because they get in the car and they go.
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, I thank you for that. And if you know this, because it's been this way forever, if there's anything that you need from me when we do these shows, I will do that. And I'll tell you this, next year when we sit around on Friday Night Rivals, man, don't be surprised if we don't get to the V-House.
That would be fantastic.
I'm telling you. And make sure you're on time for that interview. I know you will be. Hey,
so that means we got a year 10 coming up?
I'll make that commitment to you right now. If I'm here, we're doing it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
Thank you and the station.
Yeah, it is such a good show. And, again, we get to talk to guys all over the state. The Brian Lierre one for me, I'm so happy for him and well deserved. And the fact that, you know, he got a chance to say, look, I can't wait for this and what it meant to him. And this whole class, John Hoke, you guys did a nice job. This is a good old class.
Yeah, strong. I said prior to the meeting that, you know, we probably have 2 years of candidates in this one nomination class.
Hey, we got 2 minutes. We talked off the air a little bit. It might be time to tweak the All-Star game just a little bit.
Yeah. We had a number of players who were nominated by their coaches, who were selected for the team, and elected not to play. I mean, 30 of our 42 original roster members for the All-Star game declined. So we have to do something to get the All-Star game back to where it was, where it's a destination thing for graduating seniors before they go on to college.
And I'm sure you guys had some ideas. You don't need to tell me any of them, but I'm glad that everybody that's involved in it is thinking the same way, correct?
Yeah, Doug Sarver is on it, believe me.
Good. Well, you know what? If Sarver's on it, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that dude will get it done and figure out what to do and how to do it. Hey, Tom, I can't thank you enough again. It's so enjoyable for me to do these shows with you. And the fact that you do all the work, I love that.
And I don't mind doing it. I enjoy it. Man, thank you, Mike, and thank you to your station. I mean, WSSP has been fantastic.
You bet. Hey, good luck over at Vincent.
Thank you.
V-House, my house, right?
That's right.
That's Coach Tom Swiddle, head football coach at Milwaukee Vincent. Man, it's been a good WFCA year. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.